I'd like to echo the sentiments expressed by South Africa. This is an extremely important point because it points to the genesis of the problem in terms of the psychology of the young children, not just of African descent, but their peers in treating them as equal. So, and the issues are not just distorting the accounts, such as the example he gave of the African-American women who cracked the code in flying to the moon, but the misrepresentation and the falsification of history and achievements of people of African descent, and what that has on the psychology and the self-esteem and the confidence and the belief at the inception of their lives, is that they are no role models. They are not people that look like them, that have done things that are important. And therefore, it makes them feel that it's okay to accept whatever life dishes at them. So where there's a falsification of history, where these things exist, especially in societies that are multiracial in Western Europe and North America, where we see the social economic problems that are disproportionately affecting people of African descent, this is one way of strengthening the self-esteem, the confidence, the self-belief, the ambition of those kids and their peers in their parity as people who are equal and able to each other. So the point made by South Africa is extremely important. And I say that from a lived experience and a professional experience. So I would urge that the delegates consider to leave the word eliminate other than water it down. Thank you.